Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild today. It's our terrific Tuesday. We have Pamela Cummins on with us, our musical psychic. She specializes in love and relationships and also in career and finances. She does angel messages. She kind of has a well-rounded view of it all. And welcome, Pamela. I'm so glad you could be on with us today.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be on the show.
So thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's like I'm so glad you became part of our psychic family here. This is really cool. We got some folks in chat room. I don't know if you can ever get on in that chat room, but it's like we've got some visitors today, some folks that came over. There's a show on Sundays called Christian Psychics, and it's there's Dr. Jenny, and it's like Susie B was there, and Reverend Jay was there the other night, and they did some pretty interesting things there, too. It was pretty cool. Let's see. Yes. Hey, Glee. Yes, it's me on today. It's like I should have checked pictures there, but we got Pamela on today with us. Just a few announcements. Let's see. I'm going to have actually Pamela do her www.successfulrevl.com moment. I know she's at 973-229-9704, and I'll have her do the rest of it. I know she's on Facebook and Twitter, too.
Right. On Facebook, my Facebook page is Pamela, and the last name is spelled C-U-M-M-I-N-S. On Twitter, I am at Rev Pamela. So, and if you want to see me on Pinterest, I have a few boards up. If anyone does that, it's Rev Pamela C.
Cool. All righty. Sounds good. Well, we've got a couple callers that have been hanging in here and hanging on. The music we were listening to, guys, is some original stuff that Linda Irwin, our ET paranormal person, has written and produced, and she has a special going on this month. It's two CDs. There's 34 songs, and she's offering those for $20 plus shipping. And if you want to get a hold of those, let's see. The best way is her Gmail is cntnuumx@frontier.com. She's also on www.lindaru.blogspot.com. So anyway, we play those because we don't have to worry about the getting permission from a lot of other folks and whatever. And it's like some really interesting titles that she wrote with those too. But all righty, we like those with our musical psychic today, which is Pamela. And yep, we got a cue full. So are we ready to go?
Oh, let's go.
All righty. Okay, thank you. Our first caller here, you've held on with us here for about 20 minutes, longer than even I was on studio there. Area code 443, you're on with Reverend Pamela today.
Hi, yes, this is Felicia calling from Maryland.
Hi, Felicia.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help you today?
I'm calling about my the current guy in my life.
Okay. What is his first name? Can I get that?
Andrew.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Andrew.
Andrew, okay. I'm feeling a lot of ups and downs. I'm also feeling, I'm not sure if it's your emotions, kind of like, I want to say like, I don't know how else to say it, like a yucky, ugh kind of feeling right now, okay?
Right.
Okay, about the relationship, okay. They're so funny. Have a powwow. I feel that you two need to sit down and talk, okay? And what I'm seeing is like a bunch of Native Americans around, and they're passing along a stick, and I understand that. I don't know if you've ever heard of the talking stick. Basically what that is that whoever holds the stick gets to talk, and no one can interrupt them. They have to sit there and listen. It's actually a good skill for listening, and okay, I understand now. It feels like you two are having a tough time listening to each other, okay? The other thing I'm hearing is me, 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 okay? So both of you are, like, trying to get your needs filled, okay, and not thinking too much about the other person's needs. At the moment, I'm not saying it's all always like that, okay? It does feel like this relationship is workable, okay? But they are saying it will take work. I'm seeing him at times as, I want to say, quiet and closed down, okay? And Stevie Nicks is singing. I'm hearing Stevie Nicks sing, "Nothing Ever Changes," okay? And what that means to me is you're not going to change who he is, okay? He's not going to totally open up overnight. For some reason, I'm feeling he's kind of silent. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, and that's just kind of... who he is, I'm hearing a song lyric, "Accept Me As I Am," okay, so just accept him for, you know, who he is. And it does feel like it can be worked out, and in the meantime, keep your side of the street clean. There is a tendency to focus on, he didn't do this for me, when is he going to do this, and think more about, okay, what can I do for myself today? If you haven't heard from him, what can I do, you know, in my own life? You know, what can I focus on in my own life? What can I make better within my life? You know, what can I do for him? Now, I'm not saying be his servant or anything, but, you know, what's something nice that I can do for him and show him that I appreciate you? It does feel like, you know, it feels like that this is a good relationship to learn your lessons with each other and move forward, okay? I don't feel like, I feel that he's a good guy. You know, he's a good guy. He's not a bad guy. It's just you misunderstand each other a lot. So
okay,
I hope.
But
yes?
I'm just confused because at this point we're broken up. And basically he kind of like left me stranded where I didn't have no ride home. And his mom is intervening in his life. Like she controls every aspect of his life. And that's what's been an issue in our relationship.
And again, I'm hearing to sit down and have a powwow, and as I said that, I heard a song, it ain't over till it's over, okay? It's not, it doesn't feel over, all right?
Mm-mm. Okay, well, will he be calling because it's been like 3 days since this happened, and
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because really 3 days isn't that long, and I'm not laughing at you, I'm laughing because I've had, you know, other clients say, oh, my God, it's been a week. It's been, he'll get in touch with you. It feels like within a week. And I'm also hearing the song lyric, don't call us, we'll call you, let him call you, okay? Because, you know, obviously he needs to talk about what's going on, okay? So,
okay.
So I hope that helps.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All righty. Thank you. And call back in because we'd like to hear those follow-up stories. All righty. And our next person here is from area code 561. 561, you're on.
Hi, this is Lena.
Hi, Lena. And how can I help you today?
Hi. I've been living with my niece almost a week now. In July, I lost my home. So I was homeless for about a month, and then I was able to connect with my sister, and now I'm staying with my niece. So I want to see, how long do you think I'll be staying here, and you see any job coming up?
Yeah, I'm getting not long, okay? Not long. Anywhere from 2 to 4, I don't even see it going to 6 months, okay? And,
okay.
Yeah, I know you're not comfortable there. I feel like there's an opportunity. I'm actually getting pound the pavement for a job.
I go to school at night, and I'm looking even, I was thinking maybe I'll do an internship, but then I'm like, oh, once you start working free, they'll never hire me.
No, I'm actually getting, honestly, I'm getting a job where you're going to make money, but it feels, all right, I'll show you. What the vision I got was like cleaning, okay? Cleaning, something like that, taking care of somebody, something where you're going to make money, okay?
Okay, because I used to do caretaking. I've done whatever I could for the past few years to make money.
Yeah, and that's what I'm seeing. And, you know, it's only temporary, but just to get your feet back on the ground.
Yeah, because she doesn't have any room here. I mean, this is ridiculous.
I'm actually getting, honestly, I'm getting that where you're moving to next, it doesn't feel like it doesn't feel like your own apartment or anything, but it feels like kind of like your own place, if it's your own room or something like that. That's what I'm getting. And, you know, every step is better. They're just saying to keep going, okay, because you have very nice energy. You have good intention. You know, you just ran into a bit of bad luck. But, yes, you know, the money will come. Keep going to school. Keep going to school.
I mean,
yeah,
if I stay here, is she okay with me staying here?
Honestly, she'd prefer her own space, but she's not going to throw you out on the street. But, you know, obviously do it. Honestly, I'm getting stay away as much as possible. I hate to say that, okay? And as I said that, they said Starbucks, and I'm not doing a Starbucks commercial, but they're basically, you know, if you have to hang out in coffee shops, you know, don't be home too much, all right? as little as possible, you know. And I know
she's a teacher. She works all day, so I mean.
Okay. Yeah, but maybe that might be in the evening or whatever. I'm just getting, you know, go out, do your own thing. Don't be home too much, and it does feel like something else will pop up. Again, I'm seeing, like, you know, a nice-sized room. I don't feel like it's, you know, all yours, okay? Maybe you're sharing a roommate. Maybe, you know, you're renting a room. I don't know. But it doesn't feel like, you know, a one-bedroom apartment. Not yet. That will come in the future.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So you think, how long, I mean, because I was, you think a job will come before a move?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's why they're saying pound the pavement, you know?
Yeah, I've applied everywhere, Home Depot.
I'm still getting pound the pavement. You're going to get, you know, you're going to get a job. Okay?
So you think I'm going to go into somebody's home, rent a room?
I don't know if it's you're renting a room or you're living with a roommate. I don't know, you know, but that's, I don't see it as a one-bedroom apartment unless it's an efficiency apartment, because I'm seeing it kind of like as one room. It could be that. Okay? But you will have your space, and I'm not getting the, you know, it's yours. There's no intruding on anybody.
Oh, so you think it's going to be like a studio apartment?
I don't know. I'm seeing is one. I can't, you know, I can't say for sure,
yeah.
You know. But again, you're not going to be with your niece forever.
Oh, no. No. I mean, she won't even make room for me.
Yeah, well, actually, my guides are saying she's doing you a favor, you know. And she would prefer that, she's not going to kick you out on the street, okay, but she would prefer to have her own space back.
Yeah, I mean, I've only been here a week, and I stay out of her hair. I don't bother her. I don't.
Yeah, and that's what I'm getting. You know, stay away as much as possible.
Oh my God! I mean, she hasn't been here that much, so you think that's why she's not home that much, because she don't want to be here with me?
I'm just getting. You know, I'm not really picking up on. I'm just the feeling I'm getting from her, if I can speak, is that she would rather have her own place. You know. So.
Yeah.
To put it bluntly, you know, try to just sleep there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know it's not comfortable, you know, but it's not going to last long, you know, and just take the steps.
But, I mean, will my sister be okay when I leave? I mean,
I'm feeling that she'll be fine. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Alrighty. Some FinTech caller. Yes, definitely for calling in. Okay, and I was going to check and see because I forgot to ask. It's like, Pamela, do you have those, I didn't get that written down the other day. It's like, I know you have like a special for people who call in to you, you know, for personal readings and consultations for first time, you know,
I always give $10 off on first time readings, okay? Mm-hmm. And coming this weekend, I've been working really hard on my website, and hopefully it will be ready by the weekend. I'm offering programs, coaching programs, single coaching, and also psychic development coaching. These are one-on-one, they're private. And I have a strategy session, which is $20 for 20 minutes. And I'm giving those strategy sessions free this weekend. If you call me Friday, either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, you know, we're not necessarily going to do it there because obviously, you know, it's a holiday weekend. I'm sure people have plans, and I do too.
Right.
But, you know, if you call me and say I want to book an appointment, it's not going to be anything.
Excellent. All righty. Okay, guys, so you heard it here first. It's like she's normally charges $20 to 20 minutes for those
strategic
development coaching sessions. Is that right?
It's a strategy session to kind of, you know, get you an idea of what it is, what we need to work on. I'm sure you're going to get a tip or something out of it. So, it's psychic development coaching. And for the singles, I also do singles coaching. Because
cool.
It is love and relationships, and you know,
right.
You know, as I have a new,
that's your area.
I have a new slogan, and it's transforming lives through love and intuition.
Cool. Oh, very nice. I like that. So for this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, if you'll, it doesn't necessarily mean she's going to do it this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday because it's a holiday weekend, but call her at that 973-229-9704 and book your appointment with her for that free strategy session. So, all righty. And we've got a caller here from area code 678. 678, you're on.
Hi, ladies. This is Susie B.
Hi, Susie B.
Hi, Susie.
How you doing?
Good, good, good. Then how
okay.
can I help you?
Anything that spirit is bringing in for me, I'd appreciate whatever
okay.
it is the spirit wants me to have.
Okay, well, I'm hearing the song, One is the Loneliest Number. It's a real old song by Three Dog Night. Are you single?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. Okay, that makes sense then. You've had some rocky times, okay? It feels like with relationships, and it feels like, I want to say, recent past, all right? That feels like it's going to clear up. I'm also getting conflict within, okay? And it was necessary for that to happen, okay? Because I'm getting sudden changes. I'm seeing a tarot card in my mind, and it's of like, children, like a couple dancing with children in the background and rainbows and oh my God, I'm hearing a really old song, Happy Days Are Here Again, The Sun Is Shining, you know, Happy Days. I'm hearing that song. I don't even know what, you know, decade that's from, okay, but I know it's old, you know, and yeah, it feels like good times are coming, all right. One of the things I'm getting, I'm not sure if it's you or somebody, you know, around you, but basically you got to stop like negative criticism, negativity.
No, it's actually my son and his wife giving me criticism and negativity because of my spirituality.
Mhm. Right, and that needs to be cut out. Okay. You know, basically, you know, don't accept it anymore. And I also heard, which is, you know, something. Which is a great way of saying this topic is no longer open for discussion, okay?
Yes, I love that.
Yeah, it's such a good saying, you know. And I mean, say it nicely, they don't understand, okay? They just don't get it. And you know what? They're not going to get it. It's funny, I'm seeing my brother-in-law, okay? And he teases my sister and I, and he calls them psychotic readings. Oh, you're going for a psychotic reading, he'll say to my sister. And I was trying to explain, you know, briefly how email readings work, and he couldn't get it. And I said, Frank, I'm not going to bother. I'm not going to waste my time. You know, it's not worth my time. It's not worth getting into a fight over, you know. You can't make somebody understand something,
right?
You know. And they're saying stock market. And I understand that because I cannot understand the stock market. You could spend an hour with me. I just can't, you know, get that grasp, that concept, okay? That's just me, you know. And now they're saying car engine, like, you know, if you, you know, to work on a car engine. There's certain things we can't grasp, okay? You know,
okay.
And I'm hearing let go, let God. All right, I'm hearing the Billy Joel song, I'm moving out, you know.
Yeah, I'm moving. Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And all right. That's cool. Because that could have meant moving, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically, you know, spiritually, whatever. Yeah. So you will be moving out, but it feels good. Again, I just feel like really good things coming. And I'm not getting the timing, but I do feel a really good man coming, gentle man. Okay?
Yes.
Not gentleman, a gentle man. Okay?
Yes.
Very kind. Oh, and Birdie Bird just started chirping with that. So he feels really nice, comforting. I'm seeing, like, hugs, you know, loving support. I love when they say this, a new kind of relationship. And what my guides mean by that, it's not like that lust, you know, got to have you, and then it burns out, and you fight and stuff. It feels like, you know, like a friendship grounded, you know, and love and kindness. You know, no relationship is perfect, but it feels good. And, you know.
Is his name Kim?
I'm sorry?
Could you give me validation that his name is Tim?
I'm not really getting what it is, okay? I'm just getting, they're just saying you'll know, you'll feel comfortable, okay? And the other way they're saying is, like, you know, at times it might feel like a little boring but comfortable, okay? And what that means is, you know, sometimes when you meet someone, it's like really exciting and thrilling, you know. It's almost like an intoxication, okay? This just feels very comfortable, safe, you know. You know, I'm hearing the song Solid on as a Rock. It feels like there's a foundation to this relationship, okay? So, honestly, I'm not getting. I'm just getting you'll know who it is.
Yeah, it's them.
So,
but
so
it's out there for a little while yet. He's a bit attached right now.
Yeah. No,
and
it's
not a good relationship.
Yeah, you'll just know is what I'm getting. You'll just know. You know, it's not perfect, but it's good.
Well, I'm waiting for it because it's really well worth it.
It is. It is. You know, I've waited a long time for my relationship, you know, and it was frustrating, you know, and I had psychics would say, well, it's coming, you know, and somebody would come and it wasn't the right one, or, you know, it's like, you know, because spirit timing is so different. And now that it's come, I'm like, well, I'm so glad because it's everything that I wanted. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So it was worth the wait. You know what? I'd rather be, and this is for everybody, it's better to be alone and happy, okay?
Exactly.
And, you know, and be who you are than to be with somebody who crushes your spirit just because you don't want to be alone and be in an unhappy relationship.
That's why I would really rather not date at all. And wait for this to come through.
Yeah, and they're saying life is a box of chocolate, okay? And, you know, for Forrest Gump, okay? And what that means is, you know, it's okay to go out and have a date here and there, taste it, nah, that's not right. You know, it's like you go for, like, the variety chocolate. You go, you take a bite, and you're like, oh, I really don't like that one, you know? And finally you'll find one that you like. It's the same thing. You know, with a partner.
Oh, the bird is really, really approving.
yeah. So
that's great.
Yeah, so I hope that helps.
That does. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you
I
for
appreciate
calling.
It. You, blessings and love to you, ladies.
You too. Blessings and love.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
All right. And she's in our chat room. Susie B's in our chat room today there too. So it's like, yeah. Met up with her the other night. I was out cruising to see what else was on. I ran across, like I say, that new one that is called Christian Psychics, and they're part of that. I don't know, the thing that Dr. Jenny is on, and they do kind of what we do on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. They do the free reading. So different times, different stations is like that kind of stuff. But anyway, all righty. Well, we're having a slow spot on Tuesday here.
That's okay.
Anybody got any questions or anything? Like, you know, feel free to call in. We're at 773-897-6461. No waiting here. It's like, although what I might do is I kind of got a question for you because we've had, I don't know, I feel like I'm on a toboggan ride downhill. Those, you know, have those days. Sounds like one of the things that's transpired is my son-in-law has decided to, and I quote, help me get motivated to do things. So he is going to, the way it feels to me is he's forcing me to, he's offering to keep, he and my daughter are going to keep the 10 and 12-year-old because they're due to start school here. September 10th is when they start school. So they're going to keep them here with me, and he's going to kick me on a several thousand mile journey to go back out to Wyoming and back down to Colorado and so on and so forth. And, oh, I don't know, deal with my dad's house, deal with my mom and my dad's death and all the junk and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, I don't know if I can do this by myself. There's days I have trepidation. It's like, are you getting any vibes on that? It's like, how is this going to turn out? Because, I mean, I haven't even been able to find my dad's. He had two metal boxes that had all of his papers and stuff for, like, his insurance policy. And his ashes are still sitting in, you know, Florence, Colorado, because I haven't found the papers, didn't find them before I came out here. And I spent 3 days looking through the storage sheds to find them. And it's like I was so mad at myself because I had been very careful about where I placed them. I know they're in a blue Walmart bag of all the stupid things, but it's like it got put. And we had like I had like five people helping me, and it was nice to have the extra hands and extra help. It went faster, but I lost track of where specifically those two metal boxes are located. It's like I've got two storage sheds in Walsenburg, and it's in one of them, and I don't know which one it is. There's a B unit and there's a C unit, and it's like I think it's in the B unit, but we actually stayed out and we slept in the, I took the little kids with me. It's like we slept in the Suburban overnight two nights while I spent 3 days going through both of those storage sheds, and I couldn't find it. And I know it's there. That's the really odd thing. It's like I know it's there.
It's there. I'm getting that you're going to need to do this trip, okay? Obviously you're going to need it. Also, you know, I actually got the conflicted card, and it's funny. I'm hearing that song from Guns N' Roses, "Sweet Child." Where do we go now? Where do we go? Okay.
Yeah.
You know that song lyric part. That's so cool. And really, you need to make sure that now is right for you. Okay? Do you know what I mean? Because when you were there before, you know, there's still a lot to process. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't know how else to say. There's a lot of emotions to process, you know?
Yeah. I'm not, and what bugs me about it is he's not processing his mom's death from 2 years ago, and he's wanting me to all of a sudden, it's like, I mean, I've still got stuff stored. I've got my sister died. I've got her stuff still in storage. I've got some of my husband's stuff in storage. I got my dad's stuff in storage. I got my mom's stuff in storage. And I'm basically going to go and process four people dying on me. You know, I mean, I still got their, you know, their stuff.
And you know what? I'm getting, honestly, Kelly, it's not time yet. Okay?
It's time.
You know,
yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, it's, I don't know how else to say. It's not going to be an easy journey when you do. Okay? But
I know that.
Okay, you know what? First of all, I saw Boy Scouts, and then I heard "Be All That You Can Be," and you know, like the
the army. That's my
yeah,
husband.
Yeah,
he was in the army.
Oh, okay, yeah, and the army and the Boy Scout. This is the way I'm interpreting it. They're prepared. You know, they don't just jump
right.
And say, "Okay, let's jump into this village and attack them." They don't do. They, so, you
know,
they
don't do that right.
Yeah, they do some preparation, and the Boy Scouts are always prepared. Isn't that their slogan?
Yeah, their motto is,
and
my,
yeah, okay.
My husband, it's funny, because my husband was a Boy Scout, so it's like, that's funny.
Okay, all right, well, maybe he's giving me the information, okay? Yeah, but I'm getting you're too conflicted, you know, and grief is your own process. It's you know, it's so easy to say to somebody else, you need to get over this, okay?
Yeah,
you need
to do that. And blah, blah, blah. It's like, exactly. And that's what he's doing. I mean, he's not dealing with his own stuff, but he wants me to deal with mine, like, right now. Of course, the biggest thing of that is we still haven't found a place to live here. And he's wanting his space back. And I'm like going, and part of it is I don't quite understand it because we are, you know, officially what I'll call downstairs. We are in the dungeon. We're in the basement. And it's like I'm renting a room from their downstairs renter, okay, if you will. They don't have a problem with renting to her. They don't have a problem with her being here. They have a problem with me being here. And it's like, I mean, it's not, I say they, but it's like, you know, it's not my daughter so much as it is my son-in-law. And I'm like going, what is it? Because I said, I'm trying to suck my energy in, you know, so I'm not intruding on anybody's space here. You know, my daughter kind of looked at me the other night and she laughed. She says, Mom, she says, you know, it's like, you try so hard, and she says, you leak. It's like going, I leak. She's like, yeah, your energy leaks out. And I'm like going, okay, I'll run around and try to gather it up there. I really will.
Yeah.
But we just haven't, you know, and part of that is we haven't found it. You know, it's like the hole in the bucket song. Do you remember that one? It's like,
yeah,
you know,
there's
hole
a hole in
the
bucket,
you know.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you know, and it feels like that. It's like it all goes back to, you know, and I feel like, I thought like we needed a space and place to be here first and be settled so we had some place to come back to that was ours. And right. he's not willing to do that. He's not willing to, you know, to let us be here, you know, any longer. I mean, I'm close to the point of where we're in the pre-approval process, you know, for all that, because, you know, we're trying to buy. So it's like, that's something I guess I should ask too. It's like, is it better for us to try to buy first, or should we try renting first? I'm beyond myself. It's like, I'm so far in the forest, I can't see. All I can see is trees, and I can't see the forest.
I'm actually getting to rent first, okay? And I'm also hearing this song, I'm on my way back home. Do you want to go back home?
Do I want to go back home? That's, you know, what? There's the conflict. It's like,
right.
And I mean, you know, there's my dad's house needs some repair. It needs some fixing up. It needs some things. I mean, I could live there. You know, the only thing is what I don't see well, what I get is overpowering. I don't want to go back to Wyoming, or I'll just say, for the safety of my children, I don't want to go back to Wyoming. I just don't. You know, I don't want to go right now. There's going to be a time and space and place where it's like, you know, yeah, that was, I mean, it's a 99-year-old log cabin. It's like, it's been in our family, you know, like for 99 years, basically. And I just, you know, that was always home too. It was like, you know, my grandparents, my parents, you know, I lived there when I was a teenager, you know, growing up with some of the stuff. And my daughter lived there when she was going to school with, you know, with my dad and stuff. And it was just like, yeah, it's always kind of been the home base, but it's like, there's elements there. You know, in the town, it's changed, and there's just, I mean, in a small town, all it takes is a couple people to really make your life miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And where the kids at and the age there are, it's like, you know, when they, well, you know, if they were like 16 and 18, I'd be there in a moment. You know, even if it was like, you know, 15 and 17, if we just had a couple of years left, but the ages what they're at, 10 and 12, it's not a good idea right now.
Okay.
You know, I mean, does that make sense? Or is like,
it makes a lot of sense. I guess
you could ask for affirmation on the other side. It's like, you know, if it would be safe for us to go back there, I absolutely would. But it's like, I've just had overwhelming feelings of dread.
Right. And you know what? What I'm getting right now, honestly, is you're so conflicted on what you should do. Okay. So really, you need to get clear. As far as your grief, okay, you do what you have to do. Okay. You know, first of all, I'm hearing an old song, Going Around in Circles, okay? So, you know, it feels like you're kind of going around in circles, so you need to get centered. And I'm seeing, I don't know if you've seen that, it's a really pretty picture where it's violet and different colors, and it's of all the chakras and, like, someone sitting in a lotus position.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I'm seeing that, and that's what it feels like you need to do, okay? And when you're in that space, then you'll be able to do it, you know? You know, did you have 4 or 5 people die?
Oh, shoot. I'm from a dying family. Right now, I'm the, if you look at it that way, I'm the matriarch. I'm the family head. It's like,
okay.
I mean, my mom's, see, I knew my mom's parents. I mean, well, I knew my maternal grandma. There we go. Okay. I spent time with them, you know, when I was a kid. It's like, you know, read their Tarzan, you know, books and all that kind of stuff. And she was a quilter. It's like, she was, now I never knew the biological, my mom's biological dad, because he was dead before I came along. But I knew my mom's mom, and I knew the step grandpa. He was pretty cool. And then there was my dad's mom and dad, Myrtle Hatfield of the Hatfield McCoys, and James Mallory from Minnesota. So I knew both of those grandparents. But again, you know, it's like my grandparents were born like, you know, 1880 and 1888. Mm-hmm. So they were really old. I was born in a really old family. So it's like, yeah, so I knew all of those, you know, that all 4 of those grandparents. So it's like, you know, they're all dead. My mom's, I mean, you know, both of her sisters and Uncle Jimmy and everybody, you know, they're all dead. They're all on the other side. My mom's dead. My dad's dead. You know, my husband's dead, my sister's dead, my brother-in-law's dead, you know, it's like, I just have a lot of people over there on the other side. I really do. So yeah, there's been multiple demisements in my existence. Yes.
Right. And I'm getting that you're going to be here a long time. Okay.
Yeah.
No, seriously, like 80s or 90s is what I'm getting. I don't know, you know, so you're going to be here a while yet. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just feeling like your grief is going to take time, okay? I mean, and I hate to say it, you know, and I don't want to put timing, but it could take up to 5 years. It really depends upon you. Okay, and I'm hearing like your mother, and they're talking to me, okay? And it took me a long time. Now, there's certain things, certain songs that I hear, and my mom's been dead for a long time, since like 1991, 92, okay? Certain songs get me choked up, you know, and it's been a long time, you know? So it's gonna
physically you still miss them, even if you can talk to them on the other side. You still miss them, you know, the hug, or the smells like cinnamon, or you know, whatever. It's like things you can't ask them. It's like, you know, by the way, what was your watermelon pickle recipe? You know, those kind of things. It's like
or just being able to, you know, pick up the phone and say hello. You know, I mean, you can't. It's not the same.
Yeah,
it's just not the same. You know, so. Yeah, I'm just getting, you will find that box, okay? But again, you need to be centered in your own time, okay? Now, your son-in-law, okay?
Yeah.
I'm feeling conflict between you two, okay? My gut, it's funny.
It's probably more on his side. It's like he's very antagonistic, and I can't figure out what in the world I've done
to
this.
It's funny. My guys are saying you're too cool, okay? Meaning, I guess he thinks that you need to mellow out. That's it. This is his viewpoint. You need to mellow out, be a grandmotherly type, you know, because you're nothing like any grandmother that he knows, okay? You know, like, stop it with this woo-woo. Stop it with, like, the, you know, hippie-ish. I don't know if you dress hippie-ish, but, you know, hippie-ish.
T-shirt and jeans. I mean, just, you know, I wear my healthy coffee T-shirts to advertise. It's like, I mean, I do coffee wherever I go.
The thing is, you're not the grandmother. I'm just feeling like your energy feels like you're 30 years old, okay?
That's not right, yeah.
That's what it feels like. So, you know, it's kind of like, this isn't a grandmother, and you need to behave like a grandmother, you know? And
that's his Idaho hillbilly moment. It's like, yes, they have certain ways out here that women are supposed to behave. I'm like going, I don't fit in any of those molds or boxes.
Right.
I'm sorry.
And it's funny because the way I saw it, you know, because, I mean, I've seen your picture. I assume that's your picture that with the dark hair. Okay.
That was taken February this year. Yeah. On my crappy computer thing. I was like going, okay, I look really great.
but the vision I'm getting of you, okay, that's why, you probably don't dress like this, but it was like, you know, like this kind of like big purple, like scarf all around your head, you know, like kind of like hippie-ish, gypsy kind of purple outfit, purple-blue outfit, really flowy.
Cool.
Okay. Now, obviously it's not the T-shirt and jeans, but when I see that, okay, something like that, it's like the person stands out, okay, or the woman stands out, okay?
Right.
It's funny because I'm hearing, you know, something about, I you know, like the women, you know, who wear purple. You know, there's that club, okay? Like the purple club, okay? And it's like, we're not, you know.
I love purple. It's my favorite color, but I don't wear it in public.
Okay, well, you need to start wearing it in public and really get them upset.
Wow.
That came from me, obviously. But that's what I'm picking up. So, you know, he wants you to kind of, you know, I'm seeing like one in a circus, one of those ringmasters with the chair and the whip with the lion. He wants to tame you, okay?
Yes, I know. He's trying so hard. And he's only 23, and it's so sad.
Oh, is that all he is?
He's only
23,
yes.
Yeah,
he has this mental age of, like, he acts like he's 40. I'm like going, oh, please. You know, it's like, I'll trade ages with you, dude, really.
Yeah, it's funny because I got a glimpse of this British show, Absolutely Fabulous. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Never have, huh?
Oh, it's hysterical. If you ever get the opportunity, Absolutely Fabulous. I think it was on in the 90s, and it's about these two women who are probably in their 40s or, you know, 45 or whatever, and they party. And one of the women has a daughter, Edwina, I think. No, I'm sorry, I forget her daughter's name. Patsy, no, that's the other woman. It doesn't matter. Anyhow, the daughter is, like, really straight-laced and preppy, and the mom's, like, this big partier who smokes and does drugs and drinks, and, you know, it's, like, the opposite way around. The daughter has to take care of the mom. It's hysterical. you know.
That's funny.
Yeah, and I completely forgot where I was going with it, you know, but
the
that's kind of
purple. I remember that.
Oh, I know. The
colors.
The daughter kind of is representing, you know, your son-in-law. And you
right.
know what? You just I'm hearing the song.
The
I just got to be.
One.
Yeah, and I'm hearing the song. I just got to be free. I just got to be me. And you know, basically that's what.
That one.
Yeah. But I'm just getting to, you know, sit him down and say, my grief is at my own time. Okay.
Right.
You know, and I accept where you're at. Please accept, you know, who and what you are. Please try and do the. Have the courtesy and do your best to do that, you know?
Right, right. In the meantime, go find something to rent as soon as possible, yes?
Yeah, that's what it feels like, yeah. Because, again, I'm here, okay, this is great. I love this song. Should I stay or should I go? You don't know where you want to be. So if you buy something and then you say, oh, I don't want to be here, then you're going to have to move again.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and I'm
yeah,
I'm
sure.
Sorry, I heard this a couple times. You are a built-in babysitter.
I am.
You know,
I am, exactly. It's like it's so funny because they keep going. Well, we want you out of our space, but it's like when we're downstairs, it's like they can stomp on the floor, and it's like you know, and they want help with the babies and you know, doing this and doing that. So it's like yes, we are very much you know, and that was kind of my intent when I came out was it's like I am here to help because. She needs, I mean, my daughter, it's like she's running on the ragged edge of exhaustion, and it's like, and she does need help, you know, but I'm trying to stay out of the way as much as possible until she asks. I'm not just, you know, pushing in there. It's like, I'm just, I wait till she goes, yes, I need help. It's like, and then I respond, you know, but it's like at the same time, and I do some, you know, I mean, we're doing the dishes, we're doing, you know, some of the sweeping, some of the cleaning, some of the laundry, some of the, you know, whatever stuff and just kind of helping her with the day-to-day stuff because she's just really, she like I say, she's just really tired. But anyway, we got 13 minutes and we got two callers. So it's like,
okay, great.
I want to let they called in to visit with you, so I'm going to let them do that. Okay, we have area code 952, you're on. Whoops, and 952 just dropped on us. Rats, okay. Maybe we scared him. Okay. Next one is area code 904. 904, you're on.
Oh, hi, it's Amy. I'm driving again, so I just called in to listen.
Oh, hey, Amy. How are you doing?
How are
hey.
You?
you're not in chat. It's like, darn.
Hurricane season. Drive around and try to stay out of the rain. So I, like I said, I was making some work calls, and then I still had a little more time to kill, so I just popped in. I don't really have a question.
You don't have a question?
I mean, sure, I have. I mean,
everybody's always got questions. And sometimes you get messages without the questions.
I'm more than happy to take any sort of feedback that the universe has for me, but I don't have it.
Okay, well, I have a song for you, and I love the song. It's by the Eagle. I've been running down the road trying to loosen my load, okay? And then they're saying, take it easy, you know, take it easy, okay? And, you know, and is somebody trying to pressure you into saying yes? Does that make sense? Because I heard the song, Come On Baby, you know, don't say maybe. Or is it...
Yeah, work-wise.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but work-wise, there's a lot of pressure on work-wise.
Yeah,
and somebody did drive down to Orlando to work, and we really could have done some stuff on the phone. So you're probably, I'm listening to my voice, and I sound like exasperated. If my air conditioner doesn't really work, wine. But I was enjoying listening to. Listening to you, and yes, I
need
to everything
needs to. Yeah, and I'm just getting that you need to relax. Okay, take some time for you. Okay, and water. I just, you know, I'm just getting water can symbolize emotions too. Okay.
Well, I live on the ocean. I live oceanfront. I just haven't had my toe in the water because I've been trying to keep everyone else happy.
Right. Okay. And water. Okay. So water's cleansing. It's an emotion. I just feel like you need to restore yourself to balance. Okay. And I'm getting you will. You will. Okay. I'm hearing busy season. Are you in the busy season for work right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. All right. Then that makes sense. You know, it will slow down a little bit, but it just feels like it goes up and down at work. Okay. But I'm getting to take care, you know, of your health. Not to say there's anything wrong with your health, but basically you need to, you need to keep yourself balanced, okay? And, you know, they're saying, I don't know why, fruit juice is good for you?
That's interesting.
You know?
That's actually interesting as well, because I'm on this diet where I don't drink juice, and I'm just not real happy with the I'm not real happy with how I feel.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're spot on.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you don't have to drink a gallon of it, but, you know, a small glass or whatever. You know, what it seems to me, and this is what I'm interpreting as, is, you know, fruit juice, you know, has, like, such a high concentration of sugar, but, you know, also, like, vitamin C and stuff, that it just feels like it's going to give your body a little boost, okay? And it's a natural boost, okay? Yeah, so that's what they're saying. And again, I'm just hearing the song, take it easy, and, you know, sit on the beach this weekend, okay? What I'm seeing is just like, you know, like a beautiful sunset and, you know, sitting in one of those chairs, you know, kind of low to the ground chairs and a bathing suit with a little drink by your hand, maybe a fruit juice or whatever. And just, you know, and just kind of like, again, I'm hearing that song, Take It Easy, okay?
Perfect. Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah. I think we all need that at times, you know?
Yeah, everything seems, anyway. Thank you for the reminder.
Yeah. Oh, not a problem. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling in. Amy, I'll put you back in mute there in a second. And we've got another person here who calls in, and that's area code 206. 206, you're on with us. Going to get the last one this year.
Hi, this is AJ.
Hi, AJ. And how can I help you today?
Hi, well, I'm calling in for a relationship reading.
Okay, is there anyone in particular?
Yeah, my current partner.
Okay, can I get their first name?
Sure, Justin.
Justin, okay. I'm getting focus, okay? And I don't know if that means you focus too much on the relationship or the relationship needs focus, okay? And what I'm seeing is, you know, one of those glasses that you, what is it called? It's like a telescope, a spyglass that you kind of hold up, okay? And at the end, it's a round end, and you have to kind of push it to adjust it to see clearly out of. Am I explaining it correctly? I think so. Okay, good. You understand. And that's what I'm seeing, is that the relationship needs to be focused a little bit, okay, and in balance, all right? Who's the high-strung one? Is it Justin?
Oh, yes, it's him.
Okay. All right, okay. Oh, man, that man needs a massage. Okay? All right, that's what I've seen, like, shoulders being massaged, okay? That, you know, he needs, you know, to calm down a little bit, all right? I am getting the song, We Can Work It Out. It just needs to be in focus, meditate. Now, they're saying, your name is AJ, correct? Okay?
Correct.
And what they're saying, what you need to do is kind of meditate, ground yourself, before you approach with certain things, because you have certain desires you want him to do for you, okay? I hope that
right.
makes sense, okay? And he can't always fulfill those desires, all right? Is something going on, like something like in his life, which is getting him, I feel like scattered, kind of high energy, you know, upsetness, you know, kind of energy.
Yeah, I think he's got some deep childhood issues, but he has, his family causes a lot of stress.
Okay.
He takes on all their stuff.
Yeah, because that's what
He just had a relapse with drugs, so.
Okay, that's that. All right, that explains why I'm picking up like this crazy energy. Yeah, he needs to go back in balance, okay? You need to go and meditate in balance and then meet back, okay? You know, honestly, I'm not picking up if this is forever and ever, okay? I am hearing the song Everyone Needs a Hand to Hold On To, okay? And, you know, you need to take turns on whose hand to hold on to, okay? And right now, it feels like he's not going to give you what you need, okay? So you need to decide, he can't fulfill all my needs right now. Okay, but instead of focusing on me, maybe I can help him out and, like, serve him a little, okay? I'm not saying be a servant, you know, but help him out and kind of, like, serve him and, you know, help him a little bit, get back on track, okay? I do feel like he needs some kind of support system that you can't give him, okay? That feels very important, therapy or, you know, 12-step or whatever. Okay, so you need to find that balance in how much, you know, can I give, okay? Because honestly, I just don't feel like he can give you that much. And if it's really to the point where you feel like, you know, this man is never going to make my, you know, give me what I need, you know, again, I'm hearing focus, okay? So focus on what you really want from this relationship, okay? Are you willing to stay where it is, knowing that right now your needs aren't going to be met possibly in the future, okay? And if not, then you need to focus on where you want to go. I'm not getting which way to go. Really, that is your free will, and I would never tell you. What I do pick up on Justin is a good heart, okay? A lot of confusion, you know, ungroundedness, not knowing where to go to, okay, and really wanting some peace and serenity in his life. That's really what he wants, you know. What I heard, and I'm not saying he has cancer, okay, but I understand this. I had a woman call me when I used to work on the psychic advisors lines saying, you know, my boyfriend has cancer or, you know, and, you know, he's really upset, but, you know, I don't know if he loves me, and I want him to take care of me, and, you know, and stuff like that. And I said, excuse me, you know, I mean, you don't have to be a psychic to know this. Like, right now, yeah, he's going to be a little focused on his cancer and that issue, okay, and he can't, you know, obviously, you know, give you what you want right now, you know, so it's think of it almost like he has cancer.
Okay.
He's dealing with a disease. Luckily, well, it depends on how he handles this disease because it can kill him. But, you know, luckily, you know, if he chooses to treat himself, it's not terminal. If he chooses not to take treatment, it is terminal. Okay.
He's choosing the treatment this time.
Good. Yeah.
Well, that's hopeful.
Yeah. You know, and again, I'm just getting focused. So I hope that helps you, AJ.
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Good. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All righty. And we got one last caller here for the day. Is area code 956. We've got about 2 minutes here. Let's see. Oh, come on. It's been there. Where? Oops. Ah, there we go. 956. Hello.
Hi. How was Lucky? Thank you for taking my call.
And who's calling, please?
This is Tony. Is this Pam?
Yeah, this is Pamela.
Okay.
I think I spoke to you before. And how can I help you today?
Pam, I just wanted to see what you can see for me as far as any change in my relationship.
Okay, and I'm actually getting new beginnings, okay? And that doesn't mean endings. That means new beginnings, okay? Because, you know, I don't know why I felt like you might panic when I see that, okay? And it's funny because I got this for a client earlier, refresh and renew, okay? So it's kind of like the relationship needs to be refreshed and renewed, okay? I'm actually hearing take a vacation, Okay, and that doesn't mean you, you know, have to book a flight or whatever. It can be like a weekend, it can be a day together or whatever, but that's what it feels like, a change of scenery, okay? Kind of like a new beginning, you know, a fresh start, okay, is what I'm getting. As far as, can I get the person's name, please?
Do you want his nickname or?
What do you call
his real name?
What do you call
him? I call him Tao.
Okay.
Tao.
Okay.
All his initials.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm getting really nice energy. It makes me smile. It feels good. I'm getting that he loves you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm also hearing the song Hang On just a little bit longer because I'm feeling there's times when you're like, oh, forget it. Don't throw in the towel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't throw in the towel. Again, I'm just hearing refresh and renew. I'm getting candlelight dinners, kind of bring the romance back, okay? And again, if a weekend or a day or whatever, you just need a little getaway because the relationship feels like it has a really nice foundation, okay? There feels a lot of closeness. It feels like, as I said earlier with someone, like it feels like you're friends. Okay, it doesn't feel like that gotta have you lust heart kind of beating, you know, kind of relationship. It feels good. It feels comfortable. It feels real. Okay, so you know, don't throw in the towel and just refresh and renew.
Yeah, because I feel like if he's not being very forward with me, so we're kind of like I'm kind of like you said, I don't want to throw in the towel.
Yeah, don't. But I'm getting. No, I'm getting, that's so funny because they're saying go back out in that ring, you know, and fight, okay? And not obviously fight with him, but what that means to me is, you know, don't throw in the towel. Just, you know, you need to go out and have some fun because the relationship doesn't feel over.
No, do you see us possibly moving in together, or anything like that?
Yeah, I do feel that, but, you know, obviously you need to go through this first, okay? You know, you need...
Ask you one real quick question about my job? Oh, my God, that was another question I was going to... I should have asked you. That should have been my main
comment. Yeah, because we might get cut off, just so you know. But you can ask real quick. I'll see what I get.
Yeah, just what you see from me as far it's a new. I just started this job about 3 weeks ago.
Okay, and I'm actually what I'm seeing is somebody on like a sled, like toboggan, and it's going up and down the hill, up and down the hill, up and down the hill, and then it goes smooth. Okay, so and now they're showing me a graph, and it goes smooth. So you're gonna have some ups and downs getting used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the one thing you need not to do is think that you're stupid. And what's wrong with me because I'm not getting this, all right, because I get that you have a
mm-hmm.
tendency to do that. Remember that it's new. You remember there's a learning curve, you know, and, you know, do your best not to get frustrated. And if you feel yourself getting frustrated, go into the ladies' room and do, like, silent screams, okay? You know?
Yeah, it's a lot of training. It's in the medical field, but you have to get
right.
certified for so many things, and you're just
on
the computer. And it's just, you really have to focus on stuff.
Right. But again, the ups and downs, while you learn it. But once
mm-hmm.
you got it, that's why I'm seeing, like, the toboggan going, you know, like, kind of on flat ground, but it's still going, okay, which is unusual for a toboggan. And I'm also seeing the line on the graph. It's not like you're flatlined and you're dead. It's, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
like you keep going. So once you get the hang of it,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be easy. It's like anything when you first do it. It's very frustrating. Once you understand the system,
mm-hmm.
it's like, oh, I got it. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So you're correct. Because I'm new to the system, and I'm more of a hands-on person than testing. I'm more hands-on.
Yeah.
And the thing is there, it's opposite. Like, you want me to learn a system on a computer, it's different. You know, how they explain to you on the system, oh, this is how you do this, you know, here, answer the question. That's when you're actually going hands-on and messing with the system itself.
Right, but I'm getting,
I'm
getting you need to be there. You need to learn. There's a reason for it, even though you don't completely understand. You need to be there is what I'm getting. Okay.
I feel like that was my calling to be in that position.
Right. Right. So I hope that helps.
You did. Thank you very, very. I guess I needed to hear something. I just thought it not a good day, but it'll get better. Thank you for your positive.
Yes, it will. Thank you for calling.
Much.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
Call back and let us know how stuff goes. We always like to hear back from folks and see how stuff went. All righty. Well, that looks like a wrap for us for today. It's like I'm going to have you give out your information. Okay, unless you have anything else besides renting.
No, that's it. That's it. Just so people know, my website is www.successfulrel.com. Heads up, that might be down a couple days because I am transferring to a new website. So if that one's not working, I do have another domain that's going to the same one, which is Pamela, Pamela, Cummins, Cummins.com. Okay, hopefully that will be up soon, and it will be the same website. And you can always call me 973-229-9704, and you can always tweet me at, Rev Pamela, and my Facebook is, again, Pamela, Cummins.
All right. Type in to keep up there. Tweet is Rev Pamela, and let's see, Facebook is Pamela Cummins. Okay.
Right.
So your new website, which is going to be up in a day or two, is going to be just the www.pamelacummins.com.
And also www.successfulrel.com. I have two domains that are going into one. I'm really glad that I did that because what I found out is that, I would lose everything, my email contacts and everything. So the new one's being put on the Pamela first. I have to go to learn Outlook, which I have no idea, download all my email contacts onto that, and I can download all my emails that I've gotten in the past. I have no idea how to do this. Wish me luck. And then once I do that, they'll transfer it, and then I can upload all that stuff. Fun.
Cool.
Yeah, fun. I'm going to be like this tech queen.
Good. Maybe you can walk me through it. It's like I have yet to try to get my website up. It's like it's one of those on the burners, on the list, to be done, Yahoo.
Yeah, mine hasn't been done since 2005, and unfortunately things didn't work out between me and my webmaster, so I'm doing it on my own.
I'll say group are you going to? I mean, I know there's so much of these things out here. There's Yelp, or there's a lot of the, freebie web things that are out there with a lot of help. It's like, which one are you actually going through?
I'm actually on oneandone.com. I've been with them since 2005. Of course, I have to pay monthly, but it's worth it. And what's good about them is, I get tech support 24 hours a day. I mean, one night I couldn't sleep because I was so upset about this, and I called them up at midnight, and they were there.
Wow. They were there.
They were there.
Hey, that's the kind of one you want.
Yeah, I couldn't sleep, and my cats are like, "What are you doing?" And working, and I was like, "I can't sleep. Got all this energy. I might as well put it to use."
Right. Okay, let's see. We got somebody here, Galvin. I said for information, they tried to log into PamelaCummins.com and it went to a domain. So is that
right? That's it. Will be up. It will be up in like a day, in a day or two. Okay.
Okay.
And the successful REL.com website, it just has my old website on. So
okay.
Maybe I didn't explain it clearly. I'm sorry. I'm a little tired. It's been a crazy. It's been a lot this week, but everything is getting changed over, so I kind of have to wait on them. But I know by like in 24 hours to 48 hours, the PamelaCummins.com will be up, and then I will have to switch over the other one. And I will be so grateful when this is all done. if you hear somebody go, relief, it's me.
Rolaid, Alka-Seltzer. We got one more caller who just called in. You feel like keeping him real quick?
Okay, and this will be the last one. Okay.
Okay. All righty. 203, you're on. You got in. You're our last person today.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, and what is your first name, please?
Woody.
Woody, and how can I help you today, Woody?
I was just wondering, I guess what you see coming for me, what changes?
Okay, well, it's funny because I got two things, because a lot of times I like to throw over card when someone calls, and what card is it? It's the Four Blades, but basically it's a woman sitting, and she's got a blindfold arm, and her arms crossed, and when I looked at that, I heard the song, I Can See Clearly Now, The Rain Is Gone, okay? And I'm seeing, like, those glasses with the little wipers on it, all right? So it feels like things are going to come into focus, and you're going to understand what next step to go through. I feel like you've just gone through some kind of change, or you're going through some kind of change. I hope that makes sense, okay?
Yeah, and it didn't
feel like it was easy, but I'm getting that it was important, and something about for the family. I don't understand that. That's okay. All right. And it just feels like now it's time to create. And as I said that, my guides are saying I've had the time of my life, okay? So it feels like, you know, you're at a point in your life where you have a choice. Do I go, I don't know if you heard like with Kelly, she's not the usual grandmother, okay? Do I go what's kind of like what it's expected of me, or do I go where I feel like I need to do and what is right for me and, you know, kind of walk blindly? And what I'm seeing is there's a picture I saw one time where Martha Luther King says you have to walk up the stairs even if you can't see all the steps. And that's what it feels like is going on in your life. You need to go forward. What is in your heart? Okay, and I'm getting manifested, and I feel like you need to write down some goals of where your life wants to be, because as I said that, my guides are saying you have a new book. It feels like a blank book. How do you want your life to go? Okay? I want to say, okay, that's so funny. I was about to say you're in charge, and I heard this old dance song, I Got the Power. So it feels like you have the power now to determine. And I'm also hearing the song On My Own, and that feels like business-wise, you know? You might want to think about doing something on your own, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that feels
well,
like...
Well, I'm pursuing a career in music with a partner of mine right now.
Okay, but still, you know, it's not like a 9-to-5 job, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like you're in charge.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. Yeah, and that's good. And that's what I mean on my own. You know, you're not working for a corporation or, you know, police department or whatever. It's kind of like I'm doing my own thing, and it's going to be the way that I kind of visualize it and move forward, you know. And, of course, you can have a partner with that, you know. But, yeah, I'm just getting – again, I'm hearing I Can See Clearly Now, The Rain Is Gone, and this is funny. They're singing the song Somewhere Over the Rainbow, okay? So it feels like you will, you know, achieve your goals just like Dorothy did. You know, she got home, okay? But it feels like you have a path to walk, and the rainbow, you know, is a ways down. But this is so cute. You will get that pot of gold, okay? And that doesn't necessarily mean, like, millions of dollars, but, you know, the pot of gold to me represents happiness, family, good times, you know, health, love, and money, all of that.
Okay.
Yeah. So now this is cute. Now they're singing the song, Keep on Trucking. Just keep going, you know. And if you haven't read The Secret yet, because I heard it twice, if you haven't read The Secret or the movie The Secret by Rhonda Burns, please check it out. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I hope that helps.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling.
Call back in and let us know how it goes. All righty. Awesome, blossom. Well, thank you, Pamela, for a terrific Tuesday. Once again, it's like, golly, I love doing this with you.
Right. Oh, and you know what, Kelly, why it's on my mind before we hang up, not this Tuesday, the week of the 9th, September 9th, I'm just looking at September. Yeah, that would be the 11th. Patriots Day, it looks like, in my calendar. I will be in New Jersey, so I'm not going to be on the radio show. So you might want to book somebody else. But don't book them for the other Tuesdays, okay? Because this is my time slot.
Sounds good. Okay. Right, heard from her. She is on here noon to 1 with us, and sometimes a little bit over Blog Talk Gets Dinner. So it's like we went into a little overtime today. It's like, all righty, goodness. Thank you. It's like maybe it's makeup for kicking us off. Maybe we're in our chat and whatever. I don't know. Sometimes we do the weird things. Oh, and I forgot to mention this out loud. I mentioned it in chat. It's like the other thing going on, while we still have this heavy, sluggish energy, we still have Pluto is in. See, Mercury went out of retrograde August 8th. Pluto is still in retrograde until September 18th. We also have Uranus and Neptune, both. We have three of the outer planets in retrograde right now. What's really going to be entertaining is after Pluto goes out of retrograde on September 18th, Jupiter is going to go into retrograde in October, and then we're going to have, still the three, because it's going to be Jupiter, Uranus, and Neptune all together. And then one of those, I can't remember which one of those is going to fall out, and then we're going to have Mercury go into retrograde. So we're going to have in November, so we're going to have four planets in retrograde again in November. So it's like, you know, tie a knot at the end of your rope and hang on, because, you know, we've still got all that sluggish energy going on out there. So in case anybody's wondering, it's like if you look into the planets to go, what is going on? It's like, that's what's going on. Does that make any sense to anybody but me?
Yeah, no, it does. And I just want to skip November, okay? Do we have to go through this? God.
I know. Well, that's what we went through with the last Mercury retrograde, because we had four. It was Pluto, Uranus, Neptune, and Mercury. We had four of those planets in retrograde. And people are going, why is this so, you know, I mean, I've had other people going, you know, why was it so terrible? It's like, because there were four planets in retrograde when Mercury kicked in. And it's like, and that's what it's going to do again. At least it won't be, the overlap won't be so long. I think it'll be like a 2-week overlap.
Oh,
so
I can handle 2 weeks.
Yeah, I was going to say, it won't be that long, you know, but it's like, it's still just, you know, when those outer giants go into retrograde, it does some really weird stuff to us. So Mercury affects, you know, makes our phone lines go crazy and the computers go crazy, but the outer giants, I mean, I did in the morning, it was so funny because it was the morning that Jethro called me, goes, what is going on? And it's like, I mean, I was still laying in bed going, I don't know, but man, I feel like I'm trying to swim through molasses. And it's like, you know, the thought popped in. It was like, it's the outer planets. It's like, you know, I said, it's one of the giants in retrograde. It's like, and of course, Neptune represents, you know, water, which is, of course, Scorpio's planet. You know, I'm like going, I just feel like I'm in a swamp, man. I have it. But see, it makes a sense to me because my ruling planet is Uranus, because I'm Aquarius. So I'm like, when anytime Uranus goes retrograde, it's like, yep, it makes a lot of sense to me. It's like, we have double lightning bolts in reverse. Oh, cool. I'm loving that. Yes, the big capital NOT follows that, right? Precisely. All righty. Well, I got you down, so we will check out. We'll probably do a show, but it's like I might just cover with cards or something like that for that day, and like whatever, because people are kind of used to, you know, seeing you on here on Tuesdays, and it's like, they kind of like you in that spot, so it's good.
Yeah. Well, I will be here next Tuesday. It's just the following Tuesday. I got to go up to Jersey, and I got some family stuff going on, so, you know, I'm, you know, visiting, and, you know, so it should be interesting. And I don't know what's going on with the rest of the country, but North Carolina, where I live, it's like, for the last week and a half or so, the sun has been rarely out. We've gotten so much rain, it's ridiculous, you know.
Wow.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
And what's funny out here in Idaho, it's like we moved from Colorado in time to avoid all the wildfires there. Well, guess what? Now Idaho's burning. It's like, I guess they've had several hundred thousand acres burning. It's like, so what we have here, even though we're like really to the south, you know, kind of south and west and south and east, it's like we're in between two of them. We've got hazy skies. We don't have clear skies, you know, sunshine, blue skies, sunshine. What did they take a walk in the park? It's kind of going overcast, cloudy. It's like, that's really interesting. So I went, I hope it's not me. I feel like I'm a fire torch or something. I was like, what? It's like, no, I moved from Colorado. I avoided those. It's like, maybe I should go back to Colorado now that the fires are out. I don't know.
Well, I would like to give you some of the rain that we've been having.
Wow.
Can I do that?
It would help.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? You work on, you push about this one, I'll pull them. That would be great. It's like,
okay.
If we can rain the fires, that'd be great.
Yeah, because I'm like so sick of rain and dampness, so.
Oh, man.
Okay, great.
That's a good thing. All right. Well, we'll see you again. We'll see you next Tuesday.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Everybody else here? Okay. Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that's it for our episode today. And let's see. I'm just going to make the quick announcements here. Again, Pamela is kind of reworking her website, so you can get her. The surefire place to get her is always at her phone number. It's 973-229-9704. And she does have that free deal going on where normally it's $20 for 20 minutes, but she's doing what she calls a strategic planning meeting or something like that. And she's starting psychic development classes. So she will spend 20 minutes with you kind of doing some strategizing. That's her free offer for this month. And it's like if you give her a call and tell her, you want that free 20-minute, strategy session, planning session type of thing, she will do that with you. She did say it's going to be book it now from now to Sunday. And then she also mentioned there she is not going to be here on September 11th. She's got some other things going on. But, if you try it, that www.successfulariel.com website or her new one that's coming on, that www.pamelacummins.com, she's combining those two sites into one. So it's like, if you don't get it at first, like I say, go ahead and give her a phone number, call, let her know that. Also, Jethro Smith, our master psychic, he is at www.jethrosmith.net, and he is 928-284-0437. He's on Facebook and Twitter, and currently this week he is out on the road. On August 28th, he's going to be in Dodge City, Kansas. He is at Hastings Bookstores doing autograph sessions for his book. And then later on in the week, September 1st, I know he's going to be, McMinnon, something like that, McMinnon, Tennessee, but it's like they're all at Hastings. Usually these time slots are from like 1 to 5 in the afternoon where he's talking with people and autographing those books and all that good stuff. I know he's got another one. He said he had two or three in Tennessee, and I got to get my schedule there because I haven't heard from him since he's been 6 days on the road. We don't know what's going on with him. We also have Aurora Rose Psychic. She is at www.aurora, it's A-U-R-O-R-A-R-O-S-E, P-S-Y-C-H-I-C, there we go, .web.com, to get her by Gmail. She's aurorosepsychic@gmail.com, and her number is 270-259-2584. She has kind of been, went over to our sister show, which is Living in the Psychic Realm, which I believe that's going to be on later today. Both our shows are usually on 7 days a week. That secondary show is 714-333-3354. Yeah, I know. You heard it right, all those three. 714-333-3354 is that Living in the Realm. And then Amy Cavanaugh is our Wikiwachi mermaid from Florida, and she's on Fridays with Psychic Jethro. She is at acavanaughcpc@gmail.com. She does Reiki. She works with hospice groups, and she's in the Widows group, so she's got some really good practical application of knowledge with different things. Also, we have Linda Irwin, and she does our Thursday. She's hosting our Thursday shows and our Sunday shows. Sunday, she's on with Jane. I can't say Jane's last name. It starts with a B. It's like she's a pretty good reader. And Linda has those musical CDs, two of those, available. And her special this month is she's doing the two of them for $20 plus shipping. There you get 34 songs on the two of those. To get that, you email her at cntnuumx@frontier.com. Either that, or you can get a hold of her at Continuum X Headquarters on Facebook. That's spelled C-O-N-T-I-N-U-U-M-X. H-E-A-D-Q-U-A-R-T-E-R-S Headquarters. And then she's at www.lindaru.blogspot.com. And she's got some videos on YouTube. That's when you go to www.youtube.com/user/Vorlon, V-O-R-L-O-N, G-O-D/videos. I went there the other day. It's like, man, she's got a whole bunch of really, really interesting stuff. Also, for anybody else on a slightly different note, because I was really, really surprised at this one, and I'm surprised more people hadn't known about it, to find out what's going on in our country, for those of you who are concerned and still would like to live in the United States of America, it turns out that our federal government, i.e., senators and Congress, sold 30,000 acres of Idaho, the state of Idaho, to the People's Communist Republic of China. So 30,000, I don't know how they can do that. I'm not sure that's constitutional. I was not aware that the United States could sell one of the states to another foreign country and have them move in and set up their own city. But apparently that's what's been going on. And apparently it's a done deal, I guess, and they're planning on selling more pieces of more states to out to different countries. So, you know, if anybody's interested in that, you might want to check that out because, you know, it depends on what language you want to keep speaking. If you want to keep speaking American, might be a great time to have some input on that or, you know, get our... Well, the other really fascinating thing was Iceland recently kind of like overthrew their government and set up a totally new one by the people for the people, which is what ours is supposed to be. So anyway, anybody listening in on that? And man, I wish I had that link. It's like I would put that in there. I don't have a link with me on today's show, but I will definitely post it in tomorrow's chat and what that link is. And there's a lot of videos out there, and I'm just really surprised at the number of people that don't know that, yeah, our government decided they could sell part of the United States to other countries so other countries can come in and be sovereign nations within our country. It's like, wow, that's really amazing. Very unconstitutional, but amazing. All right, and that's my 2 cents for the day. Let's see. Psychic Jethro is also offering that Organigold coffee special reading, the coffee and tea readings. And get a hold of him either at that 928-284-0437 or call me at 719-289-4907. I have a couple different emails these days. I've got one that's kccards, it's kccards at gmail.com. Or if you're interested in doing the coffee, I have kcogcoffee, kcogcoffee at gmail.com. So, all righty. Well, thank you guys for listening and tuning in. And you are what makes our show. Have a great one, and we'll see you again. Probably later on today if you get with us at Living in the Realm. And definitely we'll be on tomorrow at 773-897-6461. Have a great day. Bye.